Well, after chapter 17, there is 19 and 20. And God is able to bring victory to himself, to bring back his servant into his right senses. He was led, he was deceived. But he, actually in the last few verses that we read, there was another deception in verse 29. It's such a foolish advice from Ahab, and the godly king falls into it. And the king said, the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself, will go to the battle, but put thou on thy robe, on thee thy robes. And the king of Israel despised himself, and they went into the battle. He believes what Ahab says is right. There is no wisdom at all. And when we are out of fellowship with the Lord, where there is no wisdom. But wisdom is only in God and in the Word of God. In Psalm 119, he says, I am become more wiser than my instructors because I keep your word. This is where wisdom comes in. But out of the fellowship, anything can deceive us. You know, I think of Psalm 73, when Asaph says, had it not been for the Lord, I would have had my feet slip. When he envied the evil ones, he says their eyes are swollen from fatness. There is no problem in their life, nor even in their death. And he goes on and on. Then he says, until I entered into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. Thou hast put them in slippery places. In other words, only in the sanctuaries of God that his eyes were open. There was wisdom only there. But if we are out of fellowship, then the enemy can deceive us with any type of deception. But look at God. God would always have the victory. When they gathered around him and the king of Syria, he told them, leave everybody, but just go after the king of Israel. And they thought that Jehoshaphat is the king of Israel. They gathered around him. And then in verse 31, and it came to pass when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. For Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. God moved them to depart from him. You know, let God be God. If this servant of his was deceived and went the wrong way, but number one, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. And secondly, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God, it's a very strange expression. It says, the Lord helped him. And then immediately, God moved them. Different terms. The Lord is in connection with his servant, the God of the covenant, but in God, against those enemies, with all his power and might, he pushed them away. And you find this actually very clear in the scripture. It is the Lord in connection with his people, and God with respect to the enemy. What a wonderful God we have. He's able afterwards to bring victory to himself, even through the downfall of his servant.